Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to Pastor's Heart Broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In Romans chapter 14, I'll read the first 3 verses. The Bible says, "Him that is weak in the faith receive ye, but not to doubtful disputations. For one believeth that he may eat all things, another who is weak eateth herbs. Let not him that eateth despise him that eateth not, and let not him which eateth not judge him that eateth, for God hath received him." It is exciting to be a part of a growing church. In a growing church, though, you'll find out that you have many different levels of people. You have every age group of people, but you have also every spiritual level of people. And if you have a constant growing church, you're constant bringing people in who either just get saved or have not been saved and grown, and they're very weak in their Christianity. That's not a critical statement, just a fact. We can't expect new Christians or weak Christians to know all we know. Just because you know something or you were trained a certain way doesn't mean that everybody else has been. And may I say something, the older we get, the longer you've been a Christian, the harder this can be in your mentality. You can't expect everybody to know what you do. That is wrong. That's why we here at Grace Baptist Church say we're a hospital, not a museum. Every human has the problems and the effects of sin. Bad health, old age, pain, emotional baggage, bad thoughts, mistrust. Sin beats people up all the time. We are not all as good and not as holy and not as righteous as we think we are. And we all need help. Here in Romans chapter 14, God tells us that those that are weak in the faith. Now, that doesn't say weak of faith, it says weak in the faith. This means weak Christians, not people who are weak of faith, new Christians, Christians who have not grown, or backslidden people, hurt Christians, weak in the faith. Let's look at how to live peaceably with people who are weak in the faith. Number one, we are to receive them that are weak. Did you know we're supposed to welcome them, not tolerate them? We're supposed to go shake their hand and tell them we're glad they're at church, not snub our nose and go talk to our little clique of people. We're not to point out their weakness. By the way, they're well aware of their own weakness. We ought to point out they came to church, and that is a good step in the right direction. We should take interest in them so as to be able to help them. How about we invite them to dinner and take them out sometime other than a church service? How about we offer to do something to help them, find out a need and fulfill the need? We are to receive them that are weak, God says. Number two, we're not to receive that weak person in doubtful disputations. This means we're not supposed to argue about things we disagree on. That's what verse 2 and 3 and verses 5 and 6 are all about in Romans 14. You say, well, that person believes in natural health and natural therapy. Good, good, good. Well, I don't believe in that. Good. Neither is wrong. We have to understand some people believe in all natural. Some people believe that you can go to the doctor and it's fine. I'm for either one. Let's just not fuss about it. There are some people who are vegetarians. There are others that are like me and like killing their food and eating it. I don't mind either way. Just let's not criticize one another for it. I will say this, though. God says that those that eateth herbs is weak. God didn't make the ark for the plants, but he did for the animals. Now, I'm not against it. There are some Christians that believe in some holidays. There are some Christians that hate Christmas as much as I hate Halloween. It doesn't matter. Let's not fight over it. Those aren't doctrinal issues. Colossians chapter 2, verses 14 through 17. We're not to get a weak person and argue over things we know that we disagree about. Medicine versus naturopath. Who cares? Let's not argue over those things. Number three, we are to withdraw from those who walk disorderly. 2 Thessalonians 3:6. Now, withdrawing from those who walk disorderly does not mean be unkind. It means just not socialize. The word withdraw means to bend away. It doesn't say walk away. It just says bend away. I've been in the ministry a long time. I've watched many people change. I've watched some of my friends change. I have chosen not to change. I don't want to change. I want to finish as strong as I began. But some of my friends have. So I bend. I don't move my feet, but I just bend away, and I keep on my path as they veer off theirs, and eventually they see how far off the path they are and either criticize me or just don't talk to me anymore. But they're the ones that walked away. The word disorderly means out of step or out of rank. You know, disloyal people always step out of rank to talk about what they have no authority to talk about. When people say, well, the preacher believes this, but that's not really what it... those are people that walk disorderly. People who only see the negative in others are stepping out of God's order. Their kids aren't all they... Whoa, stop. Those are people who are walking disorderly. Not the one with the children, the one talking about it. You see, 2 Thessalonians 3:14 says, have no company with those that cause this disorderliness. 1 Corinthians 5:11 says, don't eat dinner with them. We have to understand something. God wants us to be separated from them. Number four, we're to support the weak. 1 Thessalonians 5:14. We're to be like an anchor for the weak, where they can hook onto us and find some stability. We're to support them. We're not to engage in their wrongdoing, but we're to be there for them and help them. And we're to help them bear the infirmities. You see, we're supposed to be there and help them carry the load. That's what Galatians 6:2 is all about. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Romans 15:1, we then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak. That means we're to be patient towards their weakness, and we're supposed to help them carry the load to get them stronger. I didn't say take the load away, but by the load, they'll get strength, we'll help them get through, and they'll be a stronger Christian because of it. That's exactly what God is talking about when he says, him that is weak in the faith receive ye, but not to doubtful disputations. Hey, let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day. From the Pastor's Heart, this is Pastor Bush.
Thank you for listening to The Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.